Unit 1, page 2, connect to the topic, part B, tune in.
Good morning, Ms. Adler. Thank you for participating in our study on how parents choose names. I see here on the form you have a son and a daughter.
Yes, David and Sophia.
Well, first off, was choosing their names easy or difficult?
It was difficult. It's a big responsibility to pick out a name your child is going to be called forever.
Indeed. So, let's start with your son.
I wanted to name him Robert after my grandfather. That's the custom in my family. But my husband wanted to name our son after his grandfather, Kevin.
Aha! A conflict.
Exactly. We couldn't agree. The nurse at the hospital kept asking us, "What's his name?" We were getting so stressed. Finally, it was time to leave the hospital. I said to my husband, "Let's go with a classic name, David." He said, "Fine."
So your son is David. That means beloved in Hebrew.
Yes, and we do love him a lot.
How about your daughter?
At first, we considered gender-neutral names like Mason or Quinn. You know, not clearly a boy's name or a girl's. A lot of parents are doing that. But we decided against it because we're pretty traditional. One day, I heard the name Sophia. I loved it. It has a soft, gentle sound, yet a strong feeling. My husband agreed that it's a beautiful name.
Yes, it is.
So that's her given name. But she prefers the nickname Fifi. All her friends call her Fifi. Go figure.
That's too funny.